am sitting on a deck, right, overlooking a deck, and overlooking snow on the ground. Hour number three from, I can tell you this, the first time in my life I've been to Unihala, which is Bryson City. But boy, what a beautiful day. It has snowed here, and as the sun comes up, we see the beautiful snow. And I just talked during the break about my wife, or how in the world are we going to get down this mountain now. But we'll see. We are on a four-day vacation, working vacation for me, but we're loving it. Now, I will tell you this, Will. Last night, one of the things, before we left, had to go to the grocery store. Had to get loaded up with stuff, right? $427 worth of groceries to come up here, right? Ooh. But wouldn't you know it, I forget the salad dressing. So yesterday, and getting down this mountain, like, it's dangerous to go up and go down. I don't know why I didn't realize that, or we didn't realize that when we booked it. So, but anyway, we do get down the mountain yesterday. My father-in-law and I go down, and we go into Bryce City. We get a little firewood for an outside fire. We go to Ingles, and I'm like, you know what? We go great with the steaks we're going to cook tonight. Crab cakes. So we did that. We got some peel and eat shrimp. We got the salad dressing, of course. And we got some awesome stuff at Ingles. The Ingles right here in Bryson City. And I'm thinking to myself, of course it's in Bryson City. Man, this is the home of Ingles. This is in the mountains of North Carolina. And so even when on vacation, Ingles does a great job. Love the prices, love the savings, love my great friends over at Ingles. Getting to see those folks in this great holiday season and any holiday planning. Let the bakery team make a great dessert for you. Let their deli team put together a big tray for you. You're going to love our great friends over at Ingles. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Butch is in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Butch, I appreciate you hanging on, man. I ran out of time at the end of the hour. I appreciate you hanging through the break. How you doing?
All right, brother. How you doing this morning?
Oh, blessed. I am I'm looking at an unbelievable sight that the good Lord's created for us today, and we're blessed, buddy. We're blessed.
Blessed be, huh?
Yep, no
doubt.
Look
out there over that snow and see that creation that he put on there for you this morning, that picture he painted. Man, can't get no better than that.
No, it's a masterpiece.
Every time. Yeah. Every time. Mickey, man, I've been listening to y'all and stuff this morning. You know, they're already going to expand it to 16 because.
Oh, yeah.
They did this intentionally this year. So to say, hey, look, we got to have 16. So why not go ahead? This is really going to make everybody mad. Oklahoma needs to be bumped back because Jameis Madison needs to be up there with them other teams that's got 12 wins. So you put them up there where they need to be according to the way the rankings are right now. You know, you've got, 13 team, then 12, 12, 12, 12. Just go ahead and put James Madison there. Bump everybody back. Put Tulane where they need to go. And then you get Bama closer to being out and probably out. Or you just take them two knotheads out of the equation, like where they don't belong, and then you get your two teams in there that you wanted to.
Yeah, this is one of these years. And I don't know how it's going to work out in the future, but you look at this year, and I can make a claim that maybe Oregon can play better and Oregon might can make a move and win a national championship. I mean, Oregon only lost once this year, and they lost the number one team in the country in Indiana. So I can make an argument for maybe Oregon having a chance. I can't make an argument. I can't see Alabama or Oklahoma winning four games. I can't see Tulane or Ole Miss winning four games. I can't see Miami or A&M winning four games. And James Madison's. But I tell you that now, that top four – I can see anybody in the top four winning it because that's four good football teams.
Yeah, and that makes sense, you know. I mean, basically what they've just done is they created the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and the Champion. That's how it's going to go next year with the bracket if it's 16 teams. And that's stupid. This ain't basketball. This is college football.
Yeah. A texter made a good point. This would be the worst playoffs ever. Yeah, I'm not excited about James Madison in Oregon. I'm not excited about Tulane and Ole Miss. You know, Alabama, Oklahoma is a – I've seen that once. And I think Oklahoma's going to stifle Alabama once again. And then the Miami A&M game, that's a good game. But to be honest with you, I'm not sure. Maybe Oregon and Texas Tech in the next round will be interesting. But Oklahoma and Indiana, or Alabama and Indiana, nah. Ole Miss and Georgia again, nah. Ohio State's going to beat Miami and Texas soundly. Now, the semifinals could get interesting, and the finals will be interesting. But more of the college football playoff games will be less interesting than interesting to me. And that's what we got.
Right, because it's harder for a team, a football team, to make a run. Well, I say it's harder for football teams to make a run like that versus a basketball team to be able to make a run like that.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Too much more physicality in football.
Yeah.
To be able to do something like that, and there's too many other narratives.
Well, now last year, by the way, I'm going to take another couple here. I appreciate the phone call, but I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you, man. Thanks, appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, Will, let me ask you this. So last year, Ohio State went 4-for-4 and won the whole thing. But Ohio State was the best team in the country going into the playoffs, and they are one of the best, maybe. And then the Michigan game set that thing back. Mm-hmm. But we still, like, they weren't playing up to their potential. I get it. But, Will, let me do a little litmus test for you here. There's 11 college football playoff games this year. I'm going to ask you to just do a binary deal of great game or not, or a game you're interested in or not. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
James Madison, Oregon?
No.
Alabama A&M? Alabama, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Really? All right. Tulane, Ole Miss?
I know I'm an outsider, but yes, I think Tulane's got a chance in this. I think there's a lot of storylines.
Miami A&M?
Yes.
This number's going to be different than my number. Oregon's going to be a change of match. Oregon and Texas Tech?
Yes.
All right. Oklahoma, Indiana?
Yes.
Let me do mine instead. This isn't going to work out right.
I'm not proving your point very well. I watch Kennesaw State and Jacksonville State on Friday night. I know a lot of people didn't do that. So sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I loved the Indiana-Ohio State game Saturday night. That was fascinating football. The Georgia-Alabama game, unless you're a Georgia fan, that was not a great game to watch. Now, on paper, man, Georgia, Bama, big time SEC, baton twirlers. Oh, man, they got big bands. Oh, man, big state. Yeah, but that was not a good football game to watch. Now, Georgia fans loved it, but that was one, it was a snooze fest. All right? I'm going to say that, like, to me, I'm not all that interested in James Madison and Oregon. Bama, Oklahoma, I've already seen it once. I don't think either team have a chance to win it. No. Tulane, Ole Miss, no. Miami and A&M, I'll watch it. It'll be a good game. I'll watch all these games, by the way. But, like, yeah, I'm going to give you that one. That's one. Oregon and Texas Tech would be a good game. Yes, I'll watch. That's two. Oklahoma, Indiana. Like, Indiana's going to roll Oklahoma. Georgia and Ole Miss. Georgia's going to roll Ole Miss. That's going to look like Alabama and Georgia. It's going to be like a 3-touchdown game. And then Ohio State's going to destroy Texas A&M. Now, Texas Tech and Indiana? Yeah. Sign me up for Texas Tech and Indiana in the semifinals. Sign me up for Georgia and Ohio State in the semifinals. And sign me up for the national championship game of Indiana, Ohio State, or Texas Tech and Georgia. Sign me up for any combination of that. That's amazing. Can't miss. Can't wait. Look forward to football. But the point there is, that's about five of the 11 games that, that's what I want. 100%. Give me that. And they all can't be great games. I get that. But with that said, it's the college football playoffs. I should expect unbelievable games. But let's go back to last year if we can. All right? 2024 CFP. All right, the bracket last year. In it, in the first round, Clemson and Texas. We loved it here because it was Clemson. But to be honest with you, Clemson didn't have a chance to win that game. That was going to be a good football game. Ohio State throttling Tennessee. And the way they jumped on them, that wasn't a great game. Penn State just boat racing SMU, that wasn't a great game. The Notre Dame-Indiana game was okay, but that wasn't a great game. Now, the Texas and Arizona State game in overtime, double overtime, phenomenal football game. The Rose Bowl, I was really looking forward to it, but Ohio State just blitzkrieged Oregon. Penn State-Boise State, that wasn't a great game. Notre Dame-Georgia, yeah, I was interested in that one. Texas-Ohio State, I was, yes. Penn State-Notre Dame, I was, yes. And Ohio State-Notre Dame, yes. But you see, the point is, like, even the more teams you put in there, you got a chance at just some blah games. And I think this year we've got more blah games. A question I asked you, Will, in the first segment is the bowl system dead when four teams opt out and when there's not the excitement to the bowl? Is the bowl – I think the biggest kill shot was when four eligible teams from Power Four conferences choose to not even participate. Like, what's the point? So I'll ask you, is the bowl system dead?
The prestige of the bowls are dead, yes. I do not think the system will cease to exist. We're going to have a significantly watered down and worse product, but that's what happens when you expand this college football playoff. That's all these teams that expect to be competing for a national championship year in and year out, they don't care about anything less than that.
Right.
There's no incentive in terms of recruiting in the transfer portal to play in the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Right.
The people that you're bringing in, you are selling them on a college football playoff appearance every single year. Same reason why you can have a coach average 9 wins a game like Brian Kelly did and get fired.
Yeah. Yeah, get you fired. But look, this is not the fans' fault. Troy and Jacksonville State are coming up a week from tomorrow. It's not the fans' fault we're not excited about that. Old Dominion, South Florida, that's not the fans' fault. Louisiana, Delaware, Missouri State and Arkansas State, Kennesaw State and Western Michigan. It's not the fans' fault for not being excited about that. Memphis and NC State. Like, I wonder, like, where does the money come from? I know cities have to subsidize bowl games. Obviously, ESPN's paying a lot for these bowl games. Advertisers are paying for it. And the ratings are usually pretty good. But how's Washington State and Utah State going to rate this year? How's Toledo and Louisville going to rate? How's Western Michigan and Southern Miss going to rate this year? Right? Like, let me ask you this, Will. You're a major national company right there. Would you advertise on the UNLV and Ohio game?
If it made sense regionally to where the bowl is in those teams, yes, but not nationally, no.
Cal or Hawaii, Central Michigan, Northwestern? I mean, really?
Cal and Hawaii, if I'm selling like a Hawaiian vacation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But literally anything else, that's a hard sell.
Florida International is going to play Texas San Antonio. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that
see what I'm saying?
We've had that every year. We've had that every year. There's
more of it
always going to be bowls. There's always going to be 10 bowls every year in the past 20 years that no one really cares about. But I care about them, you know? I'm gonna support this system as long as I get to have days like December 31st where I can just eat, sleep, and do nothing but consume football. Doesn't matter where teams are.
I got two things for a quick break. Number one is, here are the number of transfers. I just got this from Chad in Columbia to send this to me. Here are the number of transfers taken by the college football playoff participants. Tulane took 34 transfers. They're in. James Madison, 31. Ole Miss, 30. Indiana, 23. Currently on the roster. Texas Tech, 21. Oklahoma, 21. Miami, 19. A&M, 14. Alabama, 12. Oregon and Ohio State, 11. And Georgia with 10. So, that's those numbers. The other thing is, when we come back, you're going to see a 180 shift in my attitude about something else. Because I'll tell you a background story and why I got a pretty feel-good thing coming up on the show. So I'm going to turn from negative man to positive man, all right? My great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com, let Mark and Amanda do an incredible job for you. My friend Will says you got to have three estimates, but you want to get three when it comes to your next mortgage, buying a house, renovating your home, or any kind of refinance, get three. One of the three is Prime Lending, then you'll go to Prime Lending because the lowest rates are at Prime Lending, the best customer service at Prime Lending, the easiest, greasiest, lemon and squeeziest. It's going to be at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. A feel-good segment when we come back right after this.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days. But I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview, Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back, sitting on the couch, Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Lowcountry Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Lowcountry Mail, making men men again since 2016. Lowcountrymail.com.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You just heard my good friend Kip tell you about Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. I know that Upcountry Fiber will do an amazing job for you. I was talking to someone the other day that is putting in Upcountry Fiber. He just built a new house. And they got inspected doing stuff anyway. That Upcountry Fiber is coming out because it is available where they are. And of all the things that we're talking about, he's still having to paint some stuff and still have to move some things around there. But he was so excited about Upcountry Fiber. I told him, man, these people will do a great job for you. For a stronger solution when it comes to your high-speed internet home or office, phone home or office, television home or office, that with no contracts, no introductory pricing, just solid people. Passed by some offices there the other day. Good folks. Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. All right, Will. I've been the Scrooge over here, right? I've been Grumpy McGrumperson. Let me change it a little bit for you. Could you use a little corny feel-good segment right now?
Oh,
yeah. Does
that
make you feel better?
Oh, please.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to tell myself here. So we're in North Carolina. We are at right outside of Bryson City, on top of this mountain. Awesome snow on the ground. Everything's awesome. Can't wait to get on the train tonight. We're doing the Polar Express. Will, have you seen the movie or have you read the book?
No, but I'm familiar.
Okay. It is a great book. It is a great movie. And so I'm watching it with my kids the other day. And we're in the living room because, you know, preparing for the trip. We got the book that we're going to read today before we go over. We've done this once with Drake. This is Isla's first time. She's a little bit scared that Santa Claus is going to be there. She's not like ho-ho all that much at this point in time, and so we're kind of hiding the fact that he's going to be on this train with us later today. But you take this train to through the North Carolina mountains up to the North Pole, and we get to visit Santa Claus. But so I'm going to tell myself here, I pull a William Quackenbush. No, I didn't get up and scream at the TV. But as the thing comes down and the story unfolds, and I knew it was going to happen, but you know, I kind of got a little misty-eyed, okay? I'm sitting there in the sentimental value of my son and the spirit of Christmas and the belief in the spirit of Christmas and the belief of Santa Claus and how things are going to go with him and a little girl and the belief of this great time. And to be honest with you, I got teary-eyed, okay? I'll admit it. Take my man card away. And my wife comes in the room, and she says, "What in the world are you doing?" You know, we go to church, and I cry like every third time in church or every other time in church. Probably like 40% of the time I cry in church. And she always elbows me in the side and says, dry it up over there. You're embarrassing the family. I told you the story about my grandmother, my granddad's funeral. Before they get out of the car, the lead car, right, she says, she tells tells her siblings, if I see one sniff or one tear, I don't want to see one sniff or one tear from this group. We're going to be strong today. Anyway, so my wife gets on me about that. But and she says, what is it, man? What are you doing? What got in your feels today with this stuff? And the point I tried to make was, you have to believe. Like, you have to believe in Santa Claus. You have to believe in your team. You have to believe that your better days are ahead of you. You got to believe that the best is yet to come. You have to believe that you have to have faith in afterlife, faith in Creator. You have to have, I mean, like, without belief, you know, that's what Ted Lasso, the whole thing was about. Like, without belief, man, you've got nothing. You have to believe in yourself. You got to believe in the people around you. You got to believe in the things you can't see. The faith aspect of that. Like, without that, man, if you don't believe, then what the heck's the point? Is the best already behind us in life? Man, I hope not. Is the best already behind us in sports? I hope not. Is the best already behind us in our health or what? No, I mean, that's no way to go through life. And so just that power of belief, and we tell it in the Christmas story, we tell it in the Santa Claus story, but we tell it in the faith part of the story, man, like, you, why would you want to go through life and not believing? You got to believe, bud. You got to believe. And that's one great thing about sports, because every spring training we talk about, every summer we talk about our football teams. Like, man, this is the year. We're going to do it this year. We're undefeated right now. We're gonna go do it. And most of the times you're not. But you can't let it affect your belief. You can't go into a sales meet today going, oh, man, this ain't going to go good. we won't make this sale today. Will, you're gonna sell a house today, right? I mean, you got to think you are, or at least get it going under contract or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, or at least get a new client. Somebody's going to call you up today. And if not, what's the reason getting out of the bed, man? If you don't think that you're going to get a great real estate day today, then don't go to work. Like, you got to have some sort of faith and some sort of thought that it's going to be better today. Today's going to be better.
That's like the almost like the Eeyore approach of, oh, bother. Why
right.
bother?
Oh,
why
yeah, exactly.
bother?
100%. Much rather be a Tigger than an Eeyore, man. Yeah, you have to do this. I didn't know this. But now, is this true? This is from 9866. Fun fact, the voice on the main kid in the Polar Express is a Clemson alum. The guy listening to credits did the singing parts, but was out of the country when it came to recording the speaking parts. When they went through the extras on set, and my buddy had the closest voice, and he got the job. How about that? So the main kid voice in the Polar Express, Clemson alum. How about that? Great movie, bro. I will encourage you this, Will. Your nieces and nephews are a little too old for it now, but you're not too old for it. Either read the book or watch the movie before Christmas. Can I get a commitment on that from you?
You know what?
Come on. Hour and a half.
I have so much backlog on my feed, but for you, Mickey, I'll watch it.
And here's the thing, Will. I believe you're going to watch it. I believe that we will win. Tudortown Tiger gets in. Adams and co-roofing text line. I believe, capital letters, Dabo will take a portal quarterback, Tudortown Tiger. You know what? I do too, Tudortown Tiger. I do too. I have a lot of faith that's what's going to happen. Texture 81 says, I just want to see Indiana versus Texas Tech in the national championship game somehow. The teams haven't really been in the championship before. Well, if you take a peek at the brackets, we can't have that. We can have them in the semifinals. Indiana's the one seed. Texas Tech's the 4th seed. So we could get – now that could be the de facto national championship. Like, what if the winner that goes and blows out Texas or Ohio State? But yeah, you'll get the – I mean, Georgia or Ohio State. You'll get Texas Tech and you'll get Indiana in the semifinals. Well, I'll ask you, do I have the right feeling here? Oregon, of the teams that will play in weekend one, Oregon has the best chance of winning. Oregon, I think, can go into the Orange Bowl and beat Texas Tech. I don't think Alabama or Oklahoma can go to the Rose Bowl and beat Indiana. I don't think Tulane or Ole Miss can go to the Sugar Bowl and beat Georgia. And I don't think that Miami or A&M can go to the Cotton Bowl and beat Ohio State. Is that a pretty easy, fair deal that Oregon has the best chance of winning in the quarterfinals?
Yes. Yes. Odds on yes. But don't forget, last year, every team with a first-round bye lost their first matchup. So yeah. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is and let me go back and look at that one for a second, because that's a very interesting point. 2024 playoff bracket. Not NBA, by the way. I don't care about the NBA. CFP. All right. In that one, the easy thing to see there in the first round was or in the deal there is that, I mean, Texas was better than Arizona State. Arizona State got the bid there because of the conference championship. But Texas was better than Arizona State. The Boise State, they got a bye the way that it was set up last year. And it was easy to see Penn State was better than Boise State. I told you going in Notre Dame was better than Georgia. And so when Notre Dame beat Indiana, I thought Notre Dame was playing better. I thought that would happen. And I'm not surprised Ohio State beat Oregon in the second round last year. I was surprised at the way that they beat them. The game was over at halftime. Like, that was it. The game was over 20 minutes into the game. But it goes to show you, I mean, Ohio State was just playing at a very high level. For some reason, I just don't see that. Like, the last year, the top four seeds was Oregon, who deserved it, Georgia, who deserved it, Boise State didn't deserve it, and Arizona State didn't deserve it. So half of them weren't the better teams. Whereas this year, to me, Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, and Texas Tech are clearly better than the other eight teams in the bracket. I hope that's fair. I think that's fair. So we'll see. We'll see coming out of it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texture 4442 says, not just that they're meaningless and teams don't care, schools lose money on bowl games except for the playoffs. Athletic department's money are tight right now. Figuring out how to pay for it maybe coming up from higher up. Yeah, nowadays you've got, especially if you're buying buyouts with coaches, that's a big deal for your finances. That's millions and millions of dollars. You're paying players $20 million. You're having to go on the road, take your band and cheerleaders and all support staff and go on the road, and you're having to split that money anyway with conference guys. Like, yeah, it's an expensive endeavor. And to the point where players will be opting out, it's like, man, that's kind of a hard deal. Financially, it might not be the best thing to do to go to a bowl game. Maybe. I'll get with Graham Neff and ask him about that and how. I'm sure it depends on what the payoff is for each team and what your initial situation is for each team. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Texture says, the bowl system only means something to the teams playing in it. It's meaningless, and the national championship is eventually just the richest teams. College football is on life support. Well, we say that, and yet the ratings are still good. College football ratings are still good. And what I maintain forever is, in the big picture, college football continues to make bad decisions, but it is worth salvaging. Like, we have to find a way to get it fixed because it is still worth getting fixed. That's what we believe. So far today, Will, we haven't touched on Clemson, Penn State. We'll have plenty of time to do that. We talked a little bit about Brent Pry taking over the defense at Virginia Tech. We talked a little bit about Iowa State, Kansas State, Baylor, Notre Dame skipping bowl games. We did no NFL stuff today. Hadn't done any lines today. Hadn't talked a whole lot about Matt Campbell taking over at Penn State. Billy Napier taking over at James Madison. Some of these jobs that came up. The Campbell stuff, I like Matt Campbell a lot, and Penn State's a good job. But he got an 8-year deal for a reason. And then the final part of it is, we gave a replay or a breakdown of the Duke ACC championship, the Georgia SEC championship, the Texas Tech Big Ten Big 12 championship, and then the Indiana Big Ten championship. To me, Indiana Ohio State game is the best football game I saw all year. Played at the highest level, and we talked a lot about how Indiana and that phenomenal story there. Hey, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to do your garage floor for you. And if you're thinking about, if you're a husband and wife and you think it might be what to give each other, how about a new garage floor? How about the fact that there won't be any cracks in your garage anymore in the floor? There won't be automotive stains anymore in the floor. That'd be nice. How about the fact that your garage can become a showroom? It can be so much more functional. It can be cleaner. It can add value to your home. That would be a good gift to give your spouse for Christmas. You can give it to each other. And here's the thing. It's so much more affordable than you'd ever believe. That's the thing that they tell me whenever I call. Tim Worley says, when I see him, Tim Worley says, people are astounded how affordable it is. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Short break. We'll come back. Wrap things up right after this.
This Tuesday night, the Clemson Tigers are headed up to New York City as they play the BYU Cougars in the 2025 Jimmy V Classic in Madison Square Garden. BYU is one of the most talented teams in the country, and the Tigers look to make a big statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 6 p.m. with 6:30 being tipped. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you. The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems, offers numerous elevation changes, sheltered fairways, and beautiful ponds. Overlook Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selection from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process. From design, selection, installation, and even beyond, Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I've been told we have a new invader.
It's called the spotted lanternfly. It's got big wings and it's red and it's got spots. If you call us, we can tell you all about it. But we have a good program to keep them at bay. And if we don't, they're going to kill a lot of our trees, like 54 different species of tree. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm looking at my man Drake right now. He's going out to play in the snow. He's getting excited to go out and play in the snow. Can't wait, man. Will you come back in and tell me how it goes? Awesome, dude. Awesome. We have a great day today. A couple quick things. Our great friends at Engineered Sleep, as good as everything is here, and as nice as this house is, nice as this, all this is going on, that's great. But I don't have an engineer sleep bed. And so we'll get back and we'll have a great engineer sleep bed. Engineer sleep, engineersleep.com. Will's in his right now. I'll be in mine later this week and can't wait. Engineersleep.com, the very best in the business. Some great deals going on right now. Don't forget about the 100-night sleep trial. Don't forget about telling them your listener WCCP to get a discount as well and free local delivery. And take your other one off as well. It's Engineer Sleep and EngineerSleep.com. Tomorrow's show, Stefania Bell is going to be with us from ESPN. She is the does unbelievable work as far as fantasy football, and fantasy playoffs are about to begin. So we'll get her on to talk about injuries and her job. And we had her on a couple of years ago and when we were down at Arthrex. And so can't wait to get Stefania Bell on 7:45 tomorrow. Chad is in Columbia, one game season. Chad, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Nick, your boy Angelo. I had a horrible week in fantasy this week, but I had the most points. But anyways, him winning, he's eliminated from playoff contention, right, which is typical. But he had such a big week. He like Fran Brown Miami for Clemson last year and got me in the playoffs. And so
unbelievable.
Yeah, he did, man.
That's great.
Nick, so I sent you that text about the transfers. So,
yes.
You know, I feel like Clemson, at least in the portal era, last 4 years or so, we operate much more like a service academy with the rules that we institute. You know, like visits. You know, we're not going to recruit a kid if they're committed somewhere. You know, if we sign you, it's to graduation, do us part. We can't take transfers, blah, blah, blah. So my question is, like, I know, you know, the chats of Columbia, like the FM dial callers, right? Like, I'm not saying we don't care about that stuff, but, like, we just want to win on Saturdays, right? But what do you think the general population of Clemson thinks? Like, are we okay being, you know, like the Air Force Academy? And the Merchant Marine Academy, is that who we want to be, like Paul Journey? Because it's just going to be, to me, so tough for Dabo to get away. And, you know, I'm not saying you have to cut people, but I do think you have to go to, like, a Cole Turner and say, hey, man, you got 150 or 200 grand last year in NIL or whatever. This year, you're getting zero, you know, because we have to pay for difference makers, and you're not a difference maker. And all the kids at the bottom of the roster that have no chance of ever playing unless we're up 40, like, hey, you can stay on scholarship because the new rule is 105, but, like, you're getting zero because Georgia wouldn't give you anything. Ohio State wouldn't give you anything. You know, App State might not give you anything. And so I want to get your thoughts on that, because I just – to me, it's just going to be so difficult for somebody like Dabo, who really made Clemson a unique experience and a special place, just like the military academies are. Like, they make a 40- or 50-year decision. Well, kids make – the top 100 recruits now, they're not looking at a 40-year decision. They're literally making a one-year decision. Like, who's going to pay me the most for my freshman year, and then I'll make another decision for my sophomore year? I want to get your thoughts on that overall, and I'll have a lesson.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. Very good points. I'll tell you this. I think during the heyday and winning national championships and making the college football playoffs and winning the conference, I think Clemson fans loved the idea of Paul Journey and the differentiating factor that it was. And that it's different here. And when you took a visit here, you felt it here, and the family here, and the graduation due part. I think they loved all of that. That was something they did with pride, the graduation rates. I think they take an awful lot of pride in all that. And all that was great while you're winning. I think if you ask the average Clemson fan now, would you sacrifice all of that in order to win at that level again? I think almost everyone would say yes. A few may not, but I'd say 90 to 95% would say yes. I want to win again. That's my biggest priority, and win big again. Not just 7-5 win again, but win big again, and be elite again. And so all that is, to your point, it's not the differentiating factor anymore. That you don't see that being by people choosing people anymore, by people choosing teams anymore. And so that has definitely changed. With that said, you don't have to eliminate those things, but you have to supplement those things. And Clemson has to do one of two things. They either have to start investing more in the high school great elite players and pay them more money, and Dabo doesn't want to do that, but he's going to have to do that. Or he's going to have to get in a portal and pay higher there. Somehow, some way, player acquisition is an issue right now. And so you've got to do one or two, one of the two, or maybe both. You know, but there's more than one way to do it. Indiana did it different than Ohio State did it. Indiana did it different than Georgia did it. And Georgia did it different than Ole Miss did it. And so there's a couple different ways you can do it, but you've got to get better players. You got to get better player acquisitions, and you've got to have a fundamental change. And I think Clemson fans, first and foremost, want to win again. If you could do all the other things and keep it up there and keep promoting that, that's great. Those things are great, but not at the expense of winning. And so you've got to make – I think you feel like you have to make some of those changes and do that fairly soon. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Get in touch with Brad Hughes. Get in touch with Allstate. It's Brad Hughes at the Allstate Insurance Agency. Love Brad Hughes. Love the fact that I have better prices, better savings, my better rates, and better coverage. I get it with Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Tennessee Tigers on hold. Tennessee Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey.
Hey, Tennessee Tiger.
Good morning. Am I?
Yes, you're on. Go right ahead.
When you were giving the list of the players that had the most transfers, and you started with who, and the list was it like 10 or 12 teams?
All right. These are the college football playoff teams. The number of transfers taken: Tulane 34, James Madison 31, Ole Miss 30, Indiana 23, Texas Tech and Oklahoma 21, Miami 19, A&M 14, Bama 12, Oregon and Ohio State 11, and Georgia 10.
Okay. Did you think to compare that with other schools that had similar numbers of transfers, like Florida State did when they went, didn't help them, and Deion Sanders has done that?
I've done that. I've done all those numbers in the past, and we can as well. The point there was we just did it for these college football playoff teams. And again, there's a reason why Bama and Georgia and Ohio State have taken less. They've recruited better high school players, no doubt about that. And it depends on your situation. Indiana was forced to take more players, twice as many as Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, and Georgia. So there's more ways to go about it. It depends on your situation.
Well, I understand that, and I'm just saying – the callers just on this show, not all of them, but if you just take all the different sports shows across the country that feel like if they talk about Clemson or their school that's not doing that, that's not the solution to everything. You know, we know that. It's not it's at the end of the hour. But to jump from sports to what you said about your cholesterol when you were talking about, you know, eating Bluebell ice cream and all that. Cholesterol is not bad for you. I don't want to get into, you know, but when your two children were born, or when a child is born, its brain is made up of cholesterol, a vast majority of it. So cholesterol is needed, you know, for your body, and your body makes cholesterol. So anyway, just to throw that out there, your wife might know about that. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, just think about that.
I will, Tennessee Tiger. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. Maybe that's not the right way to say it. Maybe the sugars. I just don't think that – I think I'm smart enough to know that ice cream is just not great for you, especially at the quantities that I eat it.
You can overdose on drinking water.
Sure. But I would say water is better for you than ice cream.
That's true.
Just as an overall, the big picture. Now, there's some people who need to add some weight or more, right? I mean, yeah, maybe. So, yeah. Anyway, for my 2-minute drill, can we play Kansas State's athletic director? Do we have that up, Will? Got 2 minutes of him.
He gets up here all stoic. I get up here all emotional. I'm a mess. I've been a mess all day. See, that's why it pisses me off. You just saw one of the greatest guys in this industry walk out of this room and retire from coaching, from the business that he loves. And what really pisses me off is he's doing it because where we are in this industry. And if we don't get this thing fixed, and I mean I'm a part of that, as every AD in the country and the conference commissioners, if we don't get this thing under control, more really, really good guys like Chris Klatman are going to walk away from this business. And I've already seen some of my colleagues do it because they just aren't ready to deal with what we're dealing with. We have to get this thing under control. We have to sign these participation agreements every school in the country. We have to come together and run the business as equally as we possibly can. And right now, that's not the case. And people are ignoring the settlement. They're doing things that are outside of the settlement, outside of the agreement, and we need to get it under control. If we don't, more good people like Chris Klatman are going to leave this business. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure in my role as athletic director here and at some of the committees I'm on in the country to make sure that we figure out this thing out. But it really hurts me that guys like Chris Klatman are leaving because what they came into the business for is different. Doesn't mean it's wrong, it's just different. And we have to find a way to make it as fair as possible across this country, and right now it's not. So that's my soapbox for a minute. I'll answer any questions you guys have. And by the way, I really appreciate all the staff
that's
here.
There you go. Chris Klatman walks away. Chris Klatman walks away because he didn't want to do the industry way it is right now, and so we've lost another good one. And, Will, that's a great example. I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you playing that for us, Will. As Kansas State Athletic Director makes a great point there. Skip the music for your 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
One of the more interesting developments yesterday, as everything was being played out in terms of bowl selection, you had one bowl game that did not have an opponent until about 6 p.m. last night. Nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to play in Birmingham anymore. Georgia Southern had to wait on opponent. App State at 5-7 was able to fill that role. Very, very stressful bowl announcement strategy yesterday for almost every single ACC team.
Yeah, that was hard. And it's hard when you're trying to talk teams into 5-7 now going in. Let me thank Eric Newton, EricNewton@newton.com for all real estate needs in Clemson. Get in touch with him. If you're looking for someone to manage your rental properties, looking for a rental property, looking for someone to renovate your rental properties or your homes or your businesses, they do a great job of that. It's EricNewton.com. He'd love to help you out. Get in touch with him. He can do that, EricNewton.com. Will, great job. You'll be with me tomorrow. I want to thank Will and Ben both. I bugged him to death about Starlink hookups and can we do this show. Thank goodness we got it and got it done from the top of a mountain in the middle of North Carolina. Tomorrow, Stefania Bell is going to join us. Tony Morrell is going to join us. Should be a great one. Up next, two of my favorite people, John and Faxon. Have a great day, folks. But most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.